This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers won on the road for the first time this season, coming from behind to hand the Cardinals a 27-23 defeat. First half was a struggle, but the Packers got some momentum when instead of taking a knee and heading to the locker room, Matt LaFleur pushed the envelope. He called a pass play to midfield, got a timeout with 1 second left, and what followed was Lucas Haversick's franchise record 61-yard field goal.
Scared money don't make money. So, like, sometimes you got to shoot. And when you have confidence in your players, you can't allow something. I realize. I think that was a much different situation where we were on the field in Dallas versus where we were here. It was a great job by our guys going out there and executing.
Offense picked things up in the second half. Josh Jacobs scored a pair of touchdowns, his third straight game holding that distinction. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers could have booted a game-tying field goal on 4th and 2 with a couple of minutes left in the game. Instead, Matt LaFleur decided to go for it, and Jordan Love found Tucker Kraft for 15 yards and a first down, eventually leading to a go-ahead touchdown.
To have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when you go out there and get the win.
That's Jordan Love. I'll have more on the Packers in Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.